Welcome, everybody, in another episode of the Wrestling Versus the World podcast. Very enjoying your day, sweet. If not, what the hell ever. Today is a video game review, but it's a slightly different kind. I know a lot of people play WWE All-Stars, and today I wanted to go back and revisit this game, except instead of a home console port, I'm actually trying out and revisiting the Nintendo 3DS port. Yeah, I know, there's probably not one that a lot of people really discuss. Everybody's more familiar with the kind that you get on PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, maybe even the PSP, but I thought I'd give the Nintendo 3DS port one a whirl. So I haven't played this game very often, but I had to refresh my memory of how to play this game after all these years. So I had to play it on the 3DS and had to look up controls because it had been a little while since I had remembered how to play this game. So basic controls are like this. The Y button will give you a weak strike, and an X will give you a strong strike. B for the weak grapple and A for the strong grapple. If you tap your character's image on the touchscreen, it'll let you pull off a taunt. The R button will let you run while holding it and going in different directions. L and the up on the D-pad will let you block or reverse moves. But the reversal stuff has given me a headache just trying to time it off perfectly. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't even when the prompt is there on the screen. If you hold away and use the X button, you get a charge strike. Or if you do hold the button away or the slide pad away from your opponent and use the A button, you use a charge grapple. When your stock is filled and you have the full bar with the star in there, you can hit either B and Y or A and X to use your character's extreme move, almost like a signature move rather than just calling it that. If you hit L and R on your Nintendo 3DS, you can prepare yourself for a finishing move by giving your character to flash, and you can use those buttons again right afterwards to execute your finisher, like an RKO or a code breaker and everything like that. The star icon on the touchpad will have many different purposes. You can use it to pin the opponent, enter and exit the ring while holding the slide pad in the right direction, wrapping and dropping weapons, searching under the ring for weapons while you're using the slide pad away while hitting the star icon, climbing the turnbuckles, and even climbing the steel cage when you're in a steel cage match. Now, the look of the game has that action figure on the moon type of look, steroids and all, which is pretty fun as you get used to the gameplay. The physics feel like Shawn Michaels is selling during his match with Hogan at SummerSlam 2005, just flopping around without gravity, boing, boom, bouncing around, or almost like a rubber ball inside of a big steel room. So, gameplay, it takes a bit of getting used to, especially with the controls on a handheld with the second screen, because you kind of got to multitask a little bit. But it works pretty well. Part of me does wish that this video game had Hell in a Cell in it, because I know you got like Gauntlet and Steel Cage and Extreme Rules, Fatal 4-Way, Tag Team, stuff like that. It would have been nicer if there were other match types. Even a ladder match would have been fine. I don't remember if it has it on the console port, but over here on the 3DS, it feels like it's lacking a little bit. The character selection screen, upon having everyone unlocked, will have 43 different wrestlers, a create a wrestler selection slot, and a random character option. There are also attires and arenas to unlock, with some attires being unlocked through a button combo at the main menu, or by using a specific wrestler to win the Path of Champions mode, which I'll get to in just a little bit. The downside to some of this, though, is that there are only 6 arenas you can play in, including 3 unlockable ones, being the classic SmackDown Arena, SummerSlam, and the All-Stars Arena, so not a lot of selection there for variety in terms of the setting that you wrestle in. Without cheats, you can also unlock characters through the Fantasy Warfare game mode, and playing as each specific character that you want to unlock different things for, which I'll also get to in just a second. Path of Champions has 3 options for one of the game modes for opponents you can face at the end. The Undertaker, Randy Orton, and DX. You'll have to go through a gauntlet of different kind of matches with match types until you reach the final boss, and I do like the cutscenes that they have in there as well. Fantasy Warfare. This will showcase different matches between superstars of different variations. You'll get Eddie versus Rey, Ricky Steamboat versus Kofi Kingston, The Ultimate Warrior versus Sheamus, Mr. Perfect versus The Miz, Andre the Giant versus The Big Show, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus CM Punk, Bret Hart versus Edge, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Orton, Sergeant Slaughter versus Jack Swagger, Hulk Hogan versus John Cena, Macho Man Randy Savage versus John Morrison, Superfly Jimmy Snuka versus Kane, Rock versus Triple H, Rowdy Roddy Piper versus Drew McIntyre, and Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. So if you play these matches, play as each character for both sides of the matches, you'll unlock those characters. And like I said, you go through Path of Champions with these different characters, you'll get the alternate attires that you can choose as you're going through your character selection screen. And the video packages for the matches are great, especially Punk versus Austin. One of the best ones that I'm sure you all have seen throughout YouTube and everything like that. Now, while sites like Metacritic and Game Masters UK might not have been too high in the support of the game, I didn't really mind it. Like I said, it takes a little getting used to. Like I said, when you have to go through button combinations and for just basic moves, and then also having to use a star for other things, it can take a little bit because the star and select buttons instead are used for a pause in the game, but once you get used to it, it works pretty well. If you want to play this game on the go and you don't have a PlayStation Portable, I'd say this is a fairly solid option for another handheld version you can go with. I know there's also on the Wii and everything like that, and for a console and everything too, almost forgot about that. Like I said, if you want to play it on the Nintendo 3DS, like I said, it takes a little bit, get used to the controls, get used to also using the star icon because you're going to need it. But, I mean, it works pretty well. I mean, you had to use the touchscreen for something, so glad this star icon is there for something. So, let me know in the comment section below whether you've played the Nintendo 3DS port, or if you're just solely played on the home console port. Let me know in the comment section, what did you guys think about WWE All-Stars as a whole? Like I said, I played the Nintendo 3DS port. I've got the home console as well, but, I mean, I like the Nintendo 3DS version of this game. Like I said, going through these different options and everything with the star icon, having to get used to it and everything for a second touchscreen for different options to use in the game worked pretty well. Gameplay takes a bit of getting used to, especially with the controls, but it's easily doable once you get through a couple matches. And like I said, I wish there was at least a bit more variation, like with match types and especially the arenas. Like I said, the fact we got like six arenas right there, unless I'm missing something, yeah, that leaves a lot to be desired, because I don't think anybody's going to want to play in the exact same arenas a boatload of times in a row. You want the variety. But I also do like the Path of Champions mode, even if it's only a few, going against Undertaker, Randy Orton, DX, but, I mean, the gauntlet that you got with the different match types and opponents, I think makes up for this. And the Fantasy Warfare, I think, is a great decision there. Would be nice if they revisited it someday, but with other characters and everything like that. And the video packages are a must. So anyway, let me know all in the comment section below. If you enjoyed today's episode, folks, please remember, leave a like, subscribe with the bell, turn on if you're listening to this on YouTube, or follow if you're listening to this podcast on any other service that this podcast is available on, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Thanks for listening, folks. Like, comment, subscribe. Peace out, and good day, everybody.